It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're just about a month into the new year. Time to assess how those resolutions are coming, particularly if you have committed to healthier eating habits. The Allegheny County Health Department has your back. It's saying that it has created the Live Well restaurant program. And joining us to explain it is the health department's director, Karen Hacker. She's with us by phone. Dr. Hacker, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks so much.
And you can join the conversation with a comment or question at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Email is esspgh@wesa.fm and on Twitter at esspgh. Karen Hacker, explain what the Live Well restaurant program is and why it was started.
Great. Well, so the Live Well restaurant program is another component of a much larger Live Well Allegheny campaign, which is really aimed at improving the health and well-being of all of our residents here in Allegheny County. We have Live Well municipalities. I think we have 22 at this time. We just heard from another, which will be unnamed before we announce it. We've got 5 school districts, and now we've just launched the Live Well restaurant component. What we've asked of restaurants is that they meet a certain set of criteria to be considered a Live Well restaurant. Most of this is really aimed at helping the consumer understand what's in the food, what areas, you know, what types of options might be healthy so that they can make better choices. We're not trying to crowd out or eliminate, although, of course, you can imagine I'd love to do that, things like French fries, et cetera, but we really want to make it clear to consumers when they go into a restaurant that, you know, they can understand where locale options are, that they can ask for a half portion, for example, of food, that they can get skim milk if they'd like that instead of cream, et cetera, those kinds of choices. So the main things we ask restaurants, we say they absolutely have to be trans fat free. They can't be selling cigarettes and they have to be smoke free. And then they've got another group of items that they can choose from, and they need to do a variety of those to gain status.
I know that you have spent time in other parts of the country. Is Pennsylvania as a state just way behind everybody else, especially when you consider that so many states have eliminated smoking from bars and restaurants? And here in Pittsburgh, you can go into bars that serve food, and yet people are allowed to smoke.
Well, I can tell you it was quite a shock to the system when I first got here, coming from a state where that has been eliminated. I think that the challenges we have before us, though, I'm very hopeful. There are some amendments currently pending to the current Pennsylvania Clean Indoor Air Bill, and I would just urge all the listeners, if you want smoking out of the bars, call your congressmen, call your legislators, and make sure that they know that this is something that you're interested in.
It has to happen at the state level.
The state level, yes. Sorry, not your congressman, your legislators.
Right.
You're right about that. I do want to say that one of our biggest challenges here in Allegheny County is exactly what you said, which is that the bars, if you have less than a certain percentage, I believe it's 20% of your food receipts for your entire revenue, you can have smoking. And we have the largest number of exemptions in our county of anywhere in the state. So having that change would really be very helpful. The other area is the casinos, and you can still smoke in casinos, and folks know that if they've ever visited. So that's currently, I believe, being discussed as well. So we're hopeful that this bill will move.
How big of a problem is this? How many people are eating badly in Allegheny County?
I can't speak exactly to individuals' eating habits. Only you know your own eating habits, but I can say that, you know, we have relatively high rates of obesity and overweight. We've got about 30% of our children in schools who are actually overweight or obese. And while that may not be at the worst end of the spectrum, it's certainly not at the best. And the other issue is it really hasn't been changing much. So we definitely have work to do.
How much of a challenge is it going to be to do this in a city where, and a county, where bad eating habits are kind of the norm, where people pile French fries on their sandwiches and donuts on their hamburgers? You have quite a challenge, don't you?
We do, of course. But I'm an optimist. I don't think I could be in this job if I wasn't. And I do believe that we're beginning to see a shift in people's habits. Again, I think I happen to be a believer that if you give people the opportunities, at least they can make informed decisions. Obviously, it's up to them to decide what that decision would be, but it is a lot easier than not having those opportunities available. I know myself, when I go to visit, you know, some of our larger sports venues, and I go to find something to eat, it's very difficult to find something. And sometimes I have to walk up multiple levels to find any place where I feel that I can buy something that's not deep fried, you know, French fries, things like that. But I think as those options become available, then people seek them out. And, you know, when it comes down to it, it's also about the market. If the desire is there, we're definitely going to see these kinds of things happen in terms of the marketplace.
And I think for a lot of people, it's not just about being able to find the options, but resist. You know, even when healthy options are available, you have a hard time. And I'll admit to this from a personal standpoint. You know, you're at the game. It's like, I'll have a burger instead of eating the grilled chicken sandwich or something that is probably healthier. How do you address that? Can you address sort of the mental aspect of this, that somebody has to sort of make up their mind that they're going to commit to eating better?
There's no question that you have to do that. I think it's definitely a challenge to adjust your diet. Again, I do feel that as you begin to change the things that are available to you, you may not change it completely, but at least start to shift the balance. So I can speak from my own experience with my own children that over time we began to eliminate certain foods from our house. Sugar-sweetened beverages, you know, soda, things like that. They just weren't available. And while our children certainly had the opportunity to do those things when they went to other people's houses or when they went out, it wasn't the norm for them. And they didn't crave it in the same way. So I think some of this is really about how do we change our habits from youth, because that tends to be what we like eating as adults. I think it's a lot harder if your diet has been very high fat, high sugar, high salt, and now you're acutely trying to change it. I mean, let's face it, diets work great, except staying on them.
That's a. We'll quote you on that.
I mean, it's true. You know, every single diet I've ever seen, except perhaps like, you know, chocolate chip or ice cream diet, but most of them, if you stick to them, you will do well. You will lose weight. The problem is that unless you make a major change in your lifestyle and you go off that diet, you won't anymore. And that's, I think, one of the biggest challenges for people.
It's not easy. We're talking with the director of the Allegheny County Health Department, Karen Hacker, about the Live Well restaurant program. You have rolled out the first five restaurants that will be able to display the Live Well sticker. Four of them are dining areas in UPMC hospitals. Seems like a humble beginning. How would you characterize it?
Absolutely, but we thought it was you've got to start somewhere, right? And
sure.
Ultimately, this is totally voluntary. It's not something we're requiring. We really are hoping that others will come on board. I have to say we got some very lovely press as a result of the first one, and I'm hoping that that will also be an incentive for future ones. But again, it's going to come down to whether or not the customer who goes to these restaurants wants to see something different. I noticed the other day, and I'm probably not supposed to advertise anybody, but I saw a chain put up, you know, we now have the 400-calorie lunch meals or something like that, and we have six options. So I didn't tell them to do that. They figured out that people in the environment are interested in this and that it's likely to help them get more business. So as those tides seem to be shifting, I'm very hopeful that this will be more the norm than the exception.
And how else do you plan to grow and expand this Live Well restaurant program?
So at this point, we're really accepting any restaurants that are willing to abide by the things that we've asked them to do. I actually think a lot of the restaurants in our county could meet our criteria very easily, so we want to encourage all of them to commit. And then we're going to be doing outreach. We're hoping that because we also have a lot of contact with restaurants, for example, that we can pass out information as we're doing our inspections, et cetera.
We've been talking with Karen Hacker. She is the director of the Allegheny County Health Department about the department's Well restaurant. Dr. Hacker, we thank you for joining us. Live well and prosper.
You too, and eat well.
I'm trying. I really am.
Well, we'll just give you a little buzz every now and again to remind you.
That would be great. I wouldn't mind that at all. Thanks again, Dr. Hacker.
You're welcome.
Coming up, are you taking advantage of the earned income tax credit? If not, you can find out how when Essential Pittsburgh continues on 90.5 WESA.